Rabbi Yehuda Weinberg, Ma'arvin l'koyin tohor b'truma tohiro b'kever. You're allowed to make an eruvei tchumin, but put a truma tohiro for a koyin, and you're putting it mamish on a kever. A kever doesn't mean a beis hakvoros. A kever means a private, like a place where somebody was buried. So you could put the truma mamish on that mokum, and still the eruv is chal. For the Gemara, a few kashes. Eshens heichi ozel. How could the koyin go to the mokum where the eruv is? I, a koyin, can go to a kever to become tamei. The Teretz says he goes b'shei the table middle. He could go again in the chest, and there's a chetzitza between him and the mace on the bottom. Therefore, the koyin does not become tamei. That's how it's mutter. For the Gemara, b'bor kivon diachto itmulo. Here the shailer is, you have truma tohira. Now truma, if it becomes tamei, you're not allowed to eat it. Even a koyin can't eat it. So here, when you put the truma down on the kever, the kever has a tumas mace. It's matama the truma. So it should be yosted then to anybody who eats this truma and you can't make an erev with it. And for the Gemara, b'shloi hukshua. We're talking about these peiros that were truma, we had no hechshur. No water came on the peiros after they were cut off. So therefore, even though it touches a mace, it's not makabel tumah. That's the loch of peiros or any food. Can't be makabel tumah unless first it had hechshur. First some water went on top of it. Oi, shenilusha b'mei peiros. Or else if we're talking about nilush, we're talking about you made a dough out of it, I'll tell you, the May Paris you put inside, you did not put inside it water, you put inside it May Paris. And May Paris is not Hechsher, it's not Machshel Kabutuma. Therefore, it's not Makabutuma, this Truma. So even though the Truma touches a Kever, the Truma does not become Tommy. For the Gemara of Aitab, the Hechi Maisilo, how does the Koyin take the Truma? Again, we want the Koyin to make a Erev Tchumim that he's leaving outside Truma Torah on top of a Kever. So the Chur Ashton the Kashri is the Truma should become Tomei. We say, no, it's not Hukshla Kabel Tumah. But now the Shaila is, how does the Kohen go to get the Truma? The Chur, when he sticks out his hand to get the Truma, he's touching over the Truma, over the mace, and he should become Tomei again. So it's still Shver. How could the Kohen have this Erev with the Truma? The Drashi, Hechi Maisi Lo, Lo Eichlo, how could the Kohen go to eat this Truma? Do Rabbi Yehuda, Royal Eichloi Boy. Because Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, you have to be able to eat the Ruvei Tchumim. It's not enough the fact, like we say, Yain for Nozir is good, even though the Nozir can't drink the wine, but somebody else could drink it. No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you, the one that's leaving the Erev, he has to be able to eat it. Why? Midinoka Tor V'Torah. The Rai is, because he says, his Kiddush is, a Koyin Tor can make an Ruvei Tchumim with a Truma Torah. Now, why does the Kohen have to be Tor? It's no good if the Kohen is Tomei, B'Torah, if the Trum is Torah. Why? Mishum dechaze lachrina, I the Kash, let it be good, since another Kohen could eat it. Elamai, no, you see, this Kohen has to be able to eat the Truma. Therefore, the Kintur is Afka, the Kohen himself is Tor. And the Trum is Torah. Therefore, the Kohen is allowed to eat this Truma, even though the Trum is on top of a kever. So that was the Kasher Eshin's, the Trum is Makabel Tumah. The Teretz says, no, there was no Hechsher. These Paris never had water come on the Paris. But now the Kasher is, though, how does he go and take the Trumah? The Chur, when the Kohen puts out his hand to take the Trumah off the Kever, it invites his oil al hamais, he should become Tumah. And for the Gemara, the Pshuta Kliyates. The Kohen has to use a long stick, a long ladle, that's the Pshuta Kliyates, a flat piece of wood, that the wood has no base kibbul, therefore the loch is, it's not makabel tumah. A kliyates is not makabel tumah. So drashi b'pshuta kliyates lay makabel tumah, abo b'midi de makabel tumah loy, but something, if the kli, when it touches a kever, becomes tumah, that wouldn't be good for this kohen. To ever lay kli tumah mace, because let's say he'll take a metal, a spoon, so when the metal spoon touches the kever, the spoon becomes tumah mace. Shu'av atum, it's an avatumah, to metama machmas oil, because the spoon itself became tumma machmas oil. Or metama levi odom, since it becomes an avatuma, that's the halacha. Anytime a kli matris touches the mace, it becomes an avatuma. Not a rishin, but an avlatuma. And an avatuma is metama an odom. So when the odom, when the kohen touches this spoon, it's metama the kohen. V'tomei yosef b'truma teirem. And then it'll be yosef here, because the kohen, if he's tomei, he can't eat truma teirem. V'koye lebe misa, he'll be chayiv misa, if a kohen tomei eats truma. V'yafagav leslei pasech tefach, even though there's no pasech tefach, here's a what? If you touch the spoon, if the spoon would be metal, when the spoon touches the mace, the spoon becomes an avatuma, and the fact the kohen is touching the spoon will be metama the kohen. Therefore, the eitzer is, it's a pshuta kliyates. He's using a long ladle. That's a wooden ladle. It's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. Shat gemara a koponav a komayil luchura. The havamina is that this ladle is a tefach wide. See, even though it's a pshut to kliyate, it's a flat piece of wood. That's not mekabel tumah al kli. But let it be an oil. Let it be like it's a piece of oil. It's like sticking when he puts his this big ladle to get the trumah. It's one side of the ladle is over the mace. So it has it in oil, and it brings the tumah to the other side of the ladle where the kohen is touching it. So vitally, the kohen should become tummy, even though the kli itself is a pshut kliyates, a flat piece of wood. The kli doesn't become tummy out of keli, but let it be it in oil. Since when you put the spoon down to get the trumah, one side of the spoon is going to be over the mace. So Mela makes an oil now, it brings the tumah to the other side of the kli, which the kohen is touching. So that's the kasha. If the spoon is a tefach wide, it's the havimina, it should become an oil. And if the Gemara wasn't a tefach wide, and the Gemara demaitzile achure or some agurus achude, that means you hold it sideways on its point. That you hold the stick like this, it's not a pasach tefach, it's not a tefach wide. Therefore, it's not called an oil. Rashi says. Demaisilo achure, or some have gears on the side achude, the kli shein bechudai tefach, the yashar part of it is not a tefach wide. Mela lav oilu. Therefore, this kli, this wooden spoon, is not called an oil. So, mamonashach, also din kli, it's not makabel tumah because it's a pshuti kliyates. Also din oil, it's over the mace, it's not a pasach tefach. It doesn't have a shear to be an oil. Therefore, this is the hechatim sal a koin can make an eruve trumim by somebody puts a truma Torah on top of a kever, and the koin can still use a eruve trumim because the koin could go there on Shabbos and he could get the truma by using a pshut to kliyates, and the truma was not makabel tumah because it had no hechsher. Therefore, it's muta. Fred Gemari Hochi, that's the kimta. My time of the rabbanon. Why did the rabbanon answer it? Like, why should the Rabbanan argue and say that this Erev should not be chal? It's Mashma Tzonu of Yehud is saying this din. Mashma the Rabbanan argue. So what should be wrong here? Like Rashi, Yehochi, my time with the Rabbanan. The Kevah Yechidi. We're talking about here, you put the Truma Torah on top of one grave. It wasn't in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros. It was just one grave there. So Nehidi, a flug of a Masnissim Beis HaKvaros. In our Mishnah that said you could put an Eruv Trumin in the Beis HaKvaros for Koyin, the Rabbanan argue. For Le Svirlu, did to have a Chetitze B'yoyel, Zorik. Because there the question is, if you put the Eruv in the middle of the Beis HaKvaros, how could the Koyin get into the middle of the Beis HaKvaros? So we said that the man Yom, the Mishnah holds, he could go with an oil Zorik. He'll go on top of a box, and somebody will carry the box into the Beis HaKvaros, so the box remains a Chetitzem, therefore it's called a good oil. But we said the Rabbanan argue and say, no, oil zorek loishimei oil. An oil that's moving is not called an oil. So that's only you have to come onto oil zorek if it's in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros. Then the kohen can't get to it. Here we're talking about, though, a kever means a one coffin, one grave. It wasn't in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros. So the kohen mamish could walk mamish up to the grave and not go on top of the grave, but take this wooden pshut that kliyates and take the truma. That's the Gemara's kasha. Yochim, my time with the Rabbanan. Why should anybody argue and say a kohen can't put a truma Torah before Shabbos for a Zeruv Etrumin on top of a kever? What's wrong with it? And for the Gemara, the Rabbanan argue and say, Kasavri also liknois bayis b'yisuri hanor. The pshat is a mace. Once a person is mace, he's also b'hanor. You're not allowed to have any hanor from the mace. And who are then any closing or any tashmisha of the mace is also also b'hanor. So now the kever is called the tashmisha of the mace. The kever becomes also b'hanor. So therefore, you're not allowed to put your Ruvei Tchumim on top of the kever, because you say that the Ruvei Tchumim is, if not you have your mozen outside the city, the Payamama, where the mozen is like your kohen shvisam, that's your place where you're living this Shabbos. So we look as if that's where you're living, and you have an Payamama further. So if you put the Erev on top of the kever, you're like kohen your shvisa on top of the kever. Now the kever is also bano. Since it's also banoi, you're not allowed to be kohen yeshvisa there. That's why the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan hold that isuri anov, you can't put an erev on top of a kever. So it's lav dafka din in the kohen, or we didn't even in Israel also. Rashi also liklois bayis isuri anov, the kever on top of a grave. For ho hanohi, the chud is called hanoh eruv b'tchumin, the mishdori bay lemeifik chus b'tchum. Because of this erev, you're allowed to walk now another alpayim amah. V'chol tashmishi ha-meis asurim banur. Anything that's mishtamish the meis, it becomes also banur. The nafkulam b'sanhedrin, mi v'tom ha-shom miriam, v'gom ha-shom shom yegle ha-rufa. V'afilu b'yisroel nami yasur yabon. Enechlan, even for Yisroel, it's also to put on a roof with chumim on top of a kever. V'od etoni koin, why does the b'raisa start off saying a koin? L'diach ha-koyach ha-dur Yehuda. That Yehuda holds even a koin is allowed to put truma teir on top of a kever, and he can use it for as a roof with chumim. In the case that we had before, where the Truma had no Hechsher, so it's not Mekabel Tuma. But the Rabbanan argue and say, no, it's also to have Anor from a Kever. For the Gemara, Michlad Rabbi Yehuda, Sova, Mutter, Abzeh Stakash Ferin Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you allowed to make an Arubit Chumim on top of a Kever? Right, it's also Anor. The Teretz is, Kesova, Mitzvah, Slav, Lehenes Nitnu. He holds, we'll soon see, you only allowed to make an Arubit Chumim to go with Dvar Mitzvah. So the reason why you want to walk out of the Chum Shabbos is with Dvar Mitzvah. So Dvar Mitzvah, the klal is, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. So even though it's also to have Anor from a kever, this is not called having Anor. You're only doing to do a Mitzvah, and Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna. So Drashi, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitna, the Mitzvahs were not given to have Anor from them. And he also holds the Drashi Vein, Marvin El Dvar Mitzvah. You're only allowed to make an Arubet Chumim to walk out of the city another Apayimam El Dvar Mitzvah. The Lechas Lebeis Oval, either the Gomenachem Oval, or the Beis HaMishtach LeKamon, in the case where it's a Mitzvah. So b'zoi yol mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. For the Gemara Elo ha diyama rovo mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. That's Rovo's Yisrael. He says in Rosh Hashanah, "Shall if you blow a shofar shall oila, which the churin oila carbon oila is also banor. If you take the shofar off the carbon oila, the shall it can be yotzei the mitzvah." So there Rovo says, "Yes, you are yotzei the mitzvah because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna." Is the churin lema ketanoi yarmul shemaiti? The churin Rovo there in Rosh Hashanah is telling now machlekes tanoim Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, was saying it's mutter because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. Why did the Rabbanan say it's awesome? Because they held no, mitzvahs is lehenes nitna. So churitz machlokes hanoim, how could Rabbi say so poshut there, if you blow a shofar from a korban oila yoa yoitza? Or malach Rabbi answers no. Isvirlu dein marvin elu dvar mitzvah. If everybody will hold that you can only make a rubit chumim if you want to go to dvar mitzvah, say nachanami, then here the kula yalma, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. Everybody is masking to my svar, Rabbi says, that if it's only the dvar mitzvah, avada would be mutter. Because mitzvahs lav lehenes nitna. Now, what's the machlokes by Yos, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin? Why do the Rabbonin say you can't make a rubit chumim and put it on top of a kever? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He owes any time you make a rubit chumim, it's only dvar mitzvah. Therefore, you could put the Arab even on top of a kever, because mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. Umasov, the Rabbanan hold no. Ma'arvin afilu dvar harashus. You're allowed to make a rubit chumim, even if you stam want to walk out of the city. Stam dvar harashus. You want to take a stroll. You want to take a nice walk. He holds it's also mutter. Therefore, that's why the Rabbanan say you can't put your Rubit Chumim on top of a kever, because you've been kind of shvisa there, you're having hanor from it, and it's also to have hanor from a kever. That's the machlokes. For the Gemara, b'zoi faket now. Eloho diyomer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says later on, that ein mar v'nelo dva mitzvah. He holds like a dova pshita. You could only make an Rubit Chumim if you want to walk out of the city l'dva mitzvah. He says it's tam Rav Yosef. Is the Chur Alem Kitano Yom Lishmaite? The Chur Rabbi Yosef is saying, according to Machlokes Tanoim, then. We're saying now that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. That our Rabbanan here hold, you can make an Arubit Chumim for any purpose, even with Dvar HaRashus. So that's not like Rabbi Yosef. So how could Rabbi Yosef lay the face of Pshita? You could only make an Arub with Dvar Mitzvah. Or Maloch Rabbi Yosef, Zok Rabbi Yosef, it runs like this. The Kula Yalma Ein Marvin El Dvar Mitzvah. No, everybody holds like me. Even the Rabbanan hold. The Mikra Radin, you're only allowed to make an Arubit Chumim if you want to walk out of the city L'dvar Mitzvah. Or the Kula Yalma Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitna. And everybody holds like Rav also. That since you're doing a Mitzvah with the Serif, there wouldn't be any Isra of having Hanor from the Kever to do this Mitzvah of Arubit Chumim. Therefore, really, it should be Mutter like Rabbi Yehuda says. Or Vizoy, what's the Svar? Why do the Rabbanan say it's Osir? You can't put the Erev on top of the Kever, because you're not allowed to have Hanor from the Kever. Aye, it's a Mitzvah, Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitna. So the more of Hokim if we get the Machlokes says like this: Ma'asobar the Rabbi Yehuda holds kivun the corner lay eriv lo nicha lay dimintru. The ikka purpose you have the eriv on top of the kever is you should be kind of the eriv. It should be mati you to walk up haimama, and that's chal bein hashemoshes. Now once you kind of you have the right to walk, you don't care anymore if the kever like is watching your bread. Your bread should be watched. It doesn't bother you if the bread gets lost or not. So it's not called you having any zaitik hanor from the kever. The only hanor you're having is that chal the heter for you to walk up haimama, and that's the dvar mitzvah, that's mutter. No masav, the Rabbanon hold the svar is nichalai demintarum. A person, when he puts his Erev down on top of the kever, on top of the grave, he's nicha that the grave like should watch his bread for him, even after the Erev is chal. The Erev is chal, the beginning of Shabbos, ben hashmoshois, that's when it's called Yokaina Yeshvisa. We look as if you're living outside in the field there by the Alpayim Amma, and that's why from there on you have another Alpayim Amma. Now, once ben hashmoshois is over, Yokaina the Erev. But the Abaron Hol Desvar, a person still wants that his bread should be watched. That Luitsu tomorrow he does walk out to the field, he wants to be able to eat the bread there. And what's watching the bread? The kever is watching it. So b'zoi, it's called you having anor from the kever. That's why it's awesome. So tomorrow, umasava nichle dimintura, the yitzruach ochole, because Luitsu tomorrow is going to want to walk out there, wants to eat the bread there. So what's watching the bread? The kever. So that's why it's also banor to make an eruv on top of the kever, because it's considered the kever is watching the bread even after the din eruv is chal. Person doesn't care about who's watching it or not. The Inami nichalei lav anohi to mishum mitzvah. Even if it is nichalei, they hold it's not called anoh, it's als l'shem mitzvah, that's all. And the rabbanon say no, even once you put the eruv there, you're still nicha that the bread should be watched there. That's called yavin zaitig anoh. So that's the reason why it's also, according to the Rabbanan, to use a kever for to leave the Erev there. And by special Allah, we hold that the Rabbanan. That's also to put the Erev on top of the kever, because it's considered you have inviting Hanor from the kever. Yeah. Zot Mishnah. Ma'arvin b'demai. Any Yisrael can make an Eruv b'tchumim and use demai. Even though demai is perish you bought from an Amoritz, and you have a suffix if you took off Maisrus or not, that with Rabbanan you're not allowed to eat it, still we say you could use it for the Rubit Chumit. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Chor of the Kashri is, since you're not allowed to eat it now, it should be Osir. It's not called an Eichel. And on Shabbos you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisris. So it should be Osir. Still the Mishnah says it's Mutter. Over Maisir Rishon Shenotla Trumasai. If you have Maisir Rishon, you gave the Levi, and you're ready to take off the Truma, you could use it for an Erev. So Chor of the Gemara is near the Kashri Pshita. Like, what's wrong? If you took off Truma and you took off Maisir Rishon, Pshita is Mutter. Who are then of a Meister Shani the Hegdish and Iftu? Chor is also a Pshita. If you have Meister Shani, you were paid this Chulin, and Avadi, you could use it for an Eruv B'Tchumin. Who are then Hegdish and Iftu? Now it's Chulin, Pshita, you could use it for an Eruv. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. Va'akahanim b'chala or else of a Truma. A Kohen is allowed to use Chala or Truma to make an Eruv B'Tchumin, which is also a Pshita. Since he's allowed to eat it, Pshita it's Mutter. Avoloi b'tevel. You're not allowed to use Tevel for Eruv B'Tchumin, because since it's not edible right now, it's also to eat it. The only way to eat is to take off Trumas and Maisus, and on Shabbos is also to be mafresh Trumas and Maisus. So Nelo Tevel is not called an Oichel on Shabbos.